This is the Leadership Forum.
Consider, if everybody did what you are doing, would the world be a better place? That's a principle for just checking whether what you are doing is correct.
Welcome to the Leadership Forum, where we explore principles, practices, and perspectives of effective leadership.
Beautiful, beautiful. That brings us to exactly 15 minutes after 11. Asante sana for keeping it right here where you listen and leave. My name is Shiko, and this is the Leadership Forum. To join us today, of course, is Edna Kiptun. She has been here before last week, but one, and it was amazing. She was ministering to us and telling us about HRpreneurship, and of course, quite a number of people were really, really into. They were like, wow, this is beautiful. So allow me to just give her an opportunity to just tell us how she has been. Karibu sana, Edna.
Thank you so much, Shiko.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was awesome. How was yours?
Mine was good.
Mm-hmm.
Restful.
Yes.
Spent good time with family.
Yes.
My mother and father and my siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my own personal family.
Yes.
And it was good.
Went
to church, Sitam Parklands.
Oh, that's where you go to church.
Beautiful worship yesterday at Sitam Parklands.
Yes.
The Spirit of God
poured
down on us during Holy Communion.
Mm-hmm.
I must acknowledge the sovereignty of the Holy Spirit that we experienced at Sitam Parklands, and Bishop Emeritus preached about missions. And yes, this is a missions month, so it was beautiful.
Wow.
And thank God, and looking forward to yet another opportunity.
Yes.
To share more by God's grace and mercy.
Amen. Asante sana.
Thank you.
Yes, so the last time you were here, you told us a word that a lot of us didn't know existed, HRpreneurship. And you were telling us for organizations to move forward, they really need to involve HR, because she or he knows about the biggest resource, which is human resource. And you told us, you know, if you want your company to thrive, you need to think about your human resource. Yes. So today, I'm really looking forward. But before we do that, just allow me to tell everyone online, you can actually follow us on our social media platforms. We are live on Facebook, on YouTube, and of course on X, on at Hope FM Live and at Hope TV Kenya. Karibu sana, Edna.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You've started us off on the right note.
Yes.
And what really we are talking about is the fusion, the combination, and really bringing into life the word HRpreneurship.
Yes.
This means that to what extent can leaders take a strategic decision to say, let's focus on the human resource. Let's focus on people. Let's invest on people.
Yes.
Let's make sure that every person working for and with us as an organization feel part and parcel of the organization.
Yes.
So that then at 5 a.m. It's not a wrestle to wonder, do I wake up to go to work or not? It should be an excitement. It should be a place whereby an employee feels like, this is the place I find home, I find friends, I find fellowship, all the F's.
Yes.
I find meaning, and I have a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
And HRpreneurship, when we business leaders and every person listening to me would be able to say, wait a minute, I have never taken time to invest in people. Let me now focus my investment on the people, the organizations will thrive.
Wow.
So HRpreneurship is not only the role of the HR practitioners, but it is actually should be driven by the CEO. The CEO who will see that people are the ones who drive the organization and they invest. So that then, because often than not, I see when there's need to cut down on costs, the HR cost is the one that is cut the fastest, mm-hmm. and especially the training. Mm-hmm. That's the disastrous decision
yes.
any leader would take. Mm-hmm. Instead, you'd say, reduce on any other cost. Let's invest more on the people cost. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Chico, you're here.
Yes.
Where is your boss?
possibly in her office.
Possibly in her office.
Yes.
But you're here passionately
yes.
doing your job.
Yes.
Because it's what oozes. I can see it in you.
Yes.
You enjoy. You're happy about it.
Yes.
There's a possibility mm-hmm. you're in the right environment.
Yes.
But what does it take to make this environment even more empowering, mm-hmm. more people-centric,
more conducive,
mm-hmm. more beautiful?
Yes.
The beauty in you, mm-hmm. the energy in you, and yes. not only you, mm-hmm. but every other person working here,
mm-hmm.
they will bring out the best of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about, HRpreneurship. Mm-hmm. We should be able to get away from the normal HR tradition.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to see that HR is not a function mm-hmm. of the HR department.
Yes.
It's actually the function of the CEO mm-hmm. to drive growth, impact,
mm-hmm.
expansion through people.
Wow.
Again, mm-hmm. I love this. I always talk about this. And most of my friends who know me,
mm-hmm.
they know I would say this.
Yes.
We went home. I went home after last...
Yes.
Radio station presentation. I yes. went home.
Mm-hmm.
You went home.
Yes.
But we left these machines here.
Very true.
They're here.
Mm.
Do they have emotions?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Can they speak and feel, oh, you pinched me?
No.
No. But we went
mm-hmm.
and came back.
Yes.
The most important resource
mm-hmm.
is the resource with emotions.
Yeah.
The resource that listens.
Mm-hmm.
The resource that responds.
Yes.
The resource mm-hmm. that looks at you
mm-hmm.
and says, today we are clear about where we are going.
Yes.
And that's the human.
Mm-hmm.
So if we are able to take care of the resource that goes and comes back,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can decide to go and never come
and
back.
Not come back, yeah.
Mm. They can decide enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
We're also dealing with another generation. They live in my house. Gen Z's.
Yes,
Gen Z's, they're not here. You don't create the right environment for them.
They go, yeah.
They'll write a resignation on WhatsApp. I have left. I should do it because I've asked Chico.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at designing this. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
When employees contribute,
they feel they are part of the organization.
Of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
They will own the process.
Yes.
They will drive the process.
Mm-hmm.
They will talk about the organization mm-hmm. with such passion
mm-hmm.
because they were involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a trick or take it or leave it. No. Those days are gone.
Well, you know, when you were saying that, I just thought to ask, what about when decisions are made in the maybe managerial level or the higher ups levels, and then now you come and tell the people. And in most cases, I think even in our families when we were growing up, our parents used to say, this is my house. You either follow the rules, or you find that's another generation. I think millennials would understand. But kindly help someone understand how then do you involve people in the decision making and even possibly in accepting, because of course as a HR, you know, there are some things that are important. Not everyone would agree. How then do you all? Yes.
Okay. There are two ways of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Number one,
mm.
I agree
yes.
that some decisions
mm-hmm.
will be made at the top.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Some decisions.
Yes.
For example, mm-hmm. business decisions.
Yes.
For example, investment decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We do involve the employees.
Yes.
The decisions like expansion.
Mm-hmm.
Employees have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So the essence here is, there is a degree of involvement
mm-hmm.
that brings in ideas
wow.
from the employees
mm-hmm.
in such a way that they know that they were part and parcel of that thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Number one. Number two, yet there's some, for example, some financial decisions
yeah.
that the employees may not be really involved.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, mm. there are audit decisions
mm-hmm.
that they may not be really involved.
Mm-hmm.
But because naturally the culture of the organization or the tone at the top is the right tone that employees are involved. Employees will build trust. So the tone at the top should build trust. Therefore, then, whatever decision that the board or the leadership is taking on account of culture of trust, employees will say and know that they know it's for their good will. Okay? However, in circumstances or situations whereby it's do or thou shall do it, you know, the way thou shall do it, there's no negotiation. The risk of rebellion is there. The risk of quiet quitting. They're just looking at you and saying, the boss has said. You know, and really, you've lost them. They're there physically. They've occupied the space. They're working as if they're busy. But when you really go down to measure productivity, it's not there. It's not there because you said, this is my office. This is my company. You will do as I do. Or you will do as I say. You see, they will feel as if you've pushed it down their throat. But if you would even when you know you want to make a decision, nothing stops a good leader from involving the team and say, we are looking at this. What do you think? For me, and from the experience I've had, I have seen better uptake of a project. If, for example, you want to introduce a new system, we are phasing out a certain system, you're bringing in a new system.
Yes.
And you've done the communication, you've informed the employees, you have done good training. People will know that this is the way the organization is taking.
Yes.
But sitting and telling them, they will do it because they have to do it.
Yes.
So when we talk about people-centric innovation, we're thinking about business solutions that bring the people at the center. We're talking about an excellent employee experience whereby an employee knows that the moment they come to an organization for the period they're going to work there, they know they feel valued, they feel empowered, they feel engaged. Where we're talking about creative talent solutions. Creative talent solutions where you're using innovation to create talent. I know of organizations where they recruit people just to think. You're given a problem. They're told, just think. What do you think should be a solution? This is the problem. And they've hired Gen Zs. They come into work with their jeans and their tops. And but for them, it is the creativity that these young people are bringing to their organization. So if you don't blend in that centrism in the organization, we will lose it. Because right now the younger workforce are coming on board. They cannot come based on what we know. We should be accommodating. We should be flexible. It should be absolutely people-centric. People-centric also requires that there's a good space for flexibility and allows them. So this organization allows them, they tell them, we're looking at expanding this program. What should we do? You think, whatever time you want to come to work, we're giving you 21 days, come up with models. And think through, come up with ideas. So that as a pillar is something that organizations can really leverage and grow. What is the impact? The impact of this is that it brings employees' best selves of them to work. It fuels creativity. It fuels productivity. It fuels loyalty.
Oh, because you feel my ideas are valued.
Yeah, somebody cares to listen to my idea.
Yes.
And somebody will tell you, I love how Bishop Oginde says.
Yes.
Bishop Oginde will not tell you no.
No.
He'll tell you, how about?
Yes. Yes.
Every time he would say, how about? I know he's trying to tell me, you're not quite there yet,
mm-hmm.
but you're on the right track.
Yes.
We can build on this.
Mm-hmm.
You see, somebody's not discrediting
yes.
what you've really put in effort.
Mm-hmm.
They're building you from there.
Wow.
Aye.
Mm.
Employees will thrive.
Yeah.
So it's something that really leaders mm-hmm. should be able to look at it from the employee's lens.
Wow. Hey, if all organizations thought that, then people would feel so at home. And people would go, you know, the way if something is yours, you go an extra mile just to make sure things are working. That's powerful.
They will go an extra mile, Chico, and they'll go an extra mile because, one, it will build a portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
Two, it builds confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Three, it brings in the thriving environment.
Mm-hmm.
Chico's idea was accepted and adopted.
Yes.
Positive competition comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody, Chico, I can also make it.
Yes.
And it brings in that good energy and good synergy as well.
Mm-hmm.
That to me,
and
it's possible to do. And I'll tell you how.
Yes.
To every leader listening, it's possible when you are intentional.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you decide, okay, I can see where I am and I can see where I want to be with the knowledge that the Leadership Forum is bringing, I will not just hear this, but I should be able to put that in practice and be able to bring in those ideas.
Wow.
Last but not least, I said it, so let me just emphasize a little bit. It's the tone at the top must be right.
Tone at the top.
The tone at the top.
Yes.
Must be right.
Wow.
When the tone at the top is people-centric tone, employees will know that the leadership values us.
Mm-hmm.
The leadership listens to us.
Mm.
In our last session, I talked about an organization that I worked with that would go around and would talk to employees and they would look forward, and there's this old man who would say, wakubwa wanakuja, the leaders are coming, and you know, and you'd walk around and you'd tap them at the shoulder and say, well done. You'd find a cleaner cleaning and you'd applaud them. And then the hospital will be sparkling because you're setting the tone at the top.
Yes.
Everybody, this positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And like where leaders sit behind their desks, approving emails, writing reports, we will miss it. But when you're a people-centric organization, leaders who understand that people are emotional, people drive the organization, people are the core, you will grow. Take it to the bank.
Wow.
You will grow. Even at home, Chico, even at home.
Very true. Oh, yeah.
Still applicable.
You remind me, even at home, there are parents, or possibly, I don't know if you've had this example of a father who would come home and the children would scatter.
Yes.
As opposed to one who would come and the children would tell them what's happening in school. And the children that come from those two different homes are very different.
The tone at the top.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that the father who embraces he's irresponsible. No.
Yes.
It means he knows his position as a father.
Yes.
Indisputable. Position of a father.
Yes.
That you can never take away that authority. But to a point where children know, I can approach my father.
Yeah.
I can be open to my father. It's the tone at the top.
Wow.
That employees know that I can walk in into this particular office and talk to my CEO, to my COO, to my finance, the ICT, the HR, everybody, and I will not feel victimized. Yet that doesn't mean that a leader would feel challenged or there's no fear of losing your position or anything. No, it's creating that right tone. And it works miracles.
Wow.
It works. And when leaders are intentional about it, it goes a long way.
Wow.
And the word here is being intentional.
You have to be intentional.
You have to be intentional. You have to be intentional. With your permission, we can look at another pillar.
Yes, please.
Good. Now, let's look at leaders who think like entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
HR leaders who think like entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Such persons, they have a growth mindset. So now we've agreed. People are at the center.
Yes.
Okay? You have your policies. You have created the right environment. It doesn't stop there.
Yes.
You have to go to the next level. What is the growth mindset? Have you empowered them? Do they have the right tools? Do they understand their roles? Are reporting lines clear? Are duties and responsibilities clear? Today, we don't talk about performance appraisals. We killed it like about 10 years ago. We talk about performance reviews. Can we review your performance? Performance reviews, again, is not after every 3 months. You're late. It should be done daily.
Someone is late after 3 months.
You're so late. It should be done at the end of the day.
Wow.
For those who are in service industry, those who are in production industry, do it on a frequent. Because if Shiko, I've worked and I've perhaps asked to sell a certain product and the target was 10, today I did 12, I've exceeded.
Yes.
But tomorrow I do 8. Then I go back to 15. Somebody will say, how come it's not consistent? What's happening? Then let's have a conversation with Edna to understand why her performance is not consistent.
Yeah.
Then she'll tell me, oh, on every Tuesday, the system goes down. Why? Maybe because Kenya Power is doing something because of electricity.
Yes.
This must provide a solution. Okay? So when we monitor performance on a daily basis, we're able to respond better, faster. We're able to support the employee. We're able to then wait up to 3 months. Okay, she goes, so how are your 3 months? I did not do well. AKA what? Then now you're telling you know, that we have a risk of separating you on account of poor performance. How now? Why wait until 3 months?
Yeah.
Why not address that immediately?
Yes.
Because we hired the right person. We knew when we were hiring you that you're the right person to do this job.
Yes.
So a HRpreneur should have a growth mindset. And a growth mindset is proactive.
Yeah.
A growth mindset looks at bottom line. A growth mindset looks at today we have closed the account with this billions. The target was this much. And I'm talking about billions. See, Zambi.
Very
it's
true.
Okay, it's okay. Those currencies should come along the way.
Even Abraham was very rich.
Abraham was very rich. So there's nothing wrong. Millions, really talk of millions.
The billions.
Now we're talking billions.
Yes.
And that's the growth mindset.
Yes.
Because when you stretch your mind to such choices of words that gives a growth mindset.
Yeah.
There is a way things respond to you.
Yes.
So HRpreneur should have those growth mindset. Number one. Number two, look out for opportunities. Look out for if there are leakages.
Okay.
Seal them quickly. If there are issues, address them quickly. If there are innovation opportunities, quickly fix them. If there's downtime, make sure that there's a proactive way of anticipating downtime.
Yes.
Don't tell me there's downtime. You're late. We should anticipate downtime and put buffers to prevent downtime. We know very well that perhaps, let's see, for example, the issue of electricity and the needing to make sure that there's consistency in terms of performance.
Yes.
That we should take care of that. I support.
So in other words, thinking ahead, initiatives. Yes.
Don't just wake up one morning and think, oh, there's no power, and everybody sits and says, the system is down. And that's when all employees will switch off and go to their phones and start updating their status and stuff like that. Because the system, and you can't blame them.
Yeah.
There's no way you hire employees and then the systems are down and you want to blame them. No.
No.
No. I support a very fast growing supermarket called Jaza. At Jaza, very progressive, very insightful, going forward, and the leadership has been very intentional to make sure that systems are up.
Yes.
Up and running. So that then, because when you're growing and you know your growth paths, provide every support as a HRpreneur to make sure that the productivity is top notch. Last, this is my favorite example, and a very favorite personal experience.
Yes.
Worked with the shark community,
mm-hmm.
and that community, you can just have a fair understanding.
Yes.
It's a very progressive community, mm-hmm. that looks at performance,
mm-hmm.
and productivity.
Wow.
And it shifted my mindset to say, this is the way businesses should run.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a rehearsal.
No.
We are not rehearsing to say, let's try and see,
mm-hmm.
how it's going to work, mm-hmm. and then we come back and do. No.
Mm.
A preneur leadership mindset should be able to look out for opportunities,
mm-hmm.
maximize, leverage on people.
Mm-hmm.
So you put people at the center. Remember, just step one.
Yes.
Step two,
mm-hmm.
now create the right environment in terms of systems.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit together, because when you put them and you don't have the right systems, then you're losing it.
Yes.
Because those are tools of trade,
mm-hmm.
that the employees should be able to have.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? There's a shift of being a cost center to a profit enabler.
Mm-hmm.
We're no longer cost centers. Those who understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a cost center,
mm-hmm.
but a profit enabler.
Wow.
HRpreneurs,
mm-hmm.
should be profit enablers. And that's why, you remember, we talk about EBITDA,
mm-hmm.
bottom line.
Yes.
Profit enablers. You should be able to look at the bottom line,
mm-hmm.
and say, this is the billions we're supposed to do,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the month.
On the month, yeah.
We've exceeded.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the machines that did the job.
Yeah.
Who did the job?
The people.
The people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't forget to reward every person listening.
Mm-hmm.
We should be able to give back.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to appreciate. Be able,
yes.
to. So what we are saying is, from the shift now is moving from a cost center to,
mm-hmm.
a profit enabler,
yes.
that drives innovation and growth.
Yes.
Chico, what,
yes.
we are saying as a pillar,
mm-hmm.
important, is the pillar of culture.
Yes.
The culture of ownership and adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
Today, like we said last time,
mm-hmm.
culture is like cancer.
Yeah, I remember.
A negative culture,
mm-hmm.
that is not addressed. You have brought the people to the center,
mm-hmm.
step one.
Mm-hmm.
You have created
the right environment.
They, mm-hmm. have the tools.
Mm-hmm.
But if your culture is rotten, these two,
mm-hmm.
will never see the light of day.
Oh.
People-centric,
mm-hmm.
and then innovation,
right.
working tools,
mm-hmm.
with the wrong culture. Ni kama kupika, sisi tunasema mfano gani, jamani mimi natoka Mombasa, basi kwa mshangao. Kusema kwamba, useme, you want to cook a certain food,
mm-hmm.
with the wrong
ingredient. Yes.
Like you want to make a nice tangawizi tea,
mm-hmm.
makosa basi usahau ufinyie ndimu. What will happen?
There will be a separation.
Disaster.
Yes.
That's the power of a negative culture.
Mm-hmm.
HRpreneur,
mm-hmm.
should be able to know, at the back of my mind,
yes.
as a leader, I should ensure,
mm-hmm.
that the culture is right.
Is right.
Set the tone at the top,
mm-hmm.
and set the right culture.
Can I ask?
Ask, ma'am.
What are some of the things that would ensure that we have the right culture? Because you said, let's set the tone at the top. So what are some of the things? I like the fact that you say something about positivity, you know. Kindly help someone who is saying, hey, now how do I ensure the culture of my organization is positive, or it's a good culture?
Okay. Mm-hmm. There are tools.
Mm.
There are tools.
Wow.
Culture audits,
mm-hmm.
are tools.
Okay.
That people undertake.
Mm-hmm.
There are tools that are used to determine,
mm.
your culture temperature.
There are tools.
There are tools.
Oh my God.
Tested academic tools.
Wow.
For culture audit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do a multifaceted approach.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just use one dimension.
Yes.
Because sometimes,
mm-hmm.
when you approach it at 360 degrees,
mm-hmm.
you're able to hack it.
Mm.
To the center,
yes.
assuming you want to approach a wrong culture.
Mm-hmm.
So one,
mm-hmm.
you can do a culture audit.
Mm-hmm.
You can observe,
mm-hmm.
and say, I notice here employees come to work late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I notice staff turnover is high.
Mm-hmm.
I notice that leaders are aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I notice that the language leaders use in meetings mm-hmm. is negative.
Mm-hmm.
So you can observe even before you do a culture audit.
Mm-hmm.
You can, and when you do these leadership rounds,
mm-hmm.
you're able to pick.
Okay.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, then sit, get a consultant to do
mm-hmm.
a HR audit, a culture audit,
mm-hmm.
or even the leaders. You mm-hmm. can identify and say, guys, let's do our own
mm-hmm.
culture audit
yes.
before we get a consultant to do it for us.
Yes.
Once you get that,
mm-hmm.
then you're able to develop a good action plan
mm-hmm.
to say that our employees told us
mm-hmm.
this.
Yes.
What are we going to do about it?
It, yeah.
And be intentional. Don't
mm-hmm.
just do things on paper
mm-hmm.
and leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long plan.
Yes.
But a quick one,
mm-hmm.
we can decide to say, we have observed that in big meetings, employees don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
That's a culture. There's a culture of fear.
Yes.
There's a culture of if I share my mind or my opinion,
mm-hmm.
can be used against me. So they prefer to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But when the leaders are not there, what do?
They talk.
So the tone at mm-hmm. the top
yes.
must be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
So when you use a culture audit,
mm-hmm.
a professional culture audit, when even at leadership level you can make observations,
mm-hmm.
when even you can use focal persons
mm-hmm.
or you can use influencers within the organizations. You know, there are people who are not even appointed leaders, but they're the ones who are here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the direction we're taking.
Yes.
So when we're able to pitch that, you're able
mm-hmm.
to pick the type of culture, and
mm-hmm.
now don't just pick it,
mm-hmm.
do something about it.
Wow.
Do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do something about it. I worked with a leader who decided to
mm-hmm.
have a suggestion box.
Yes.
So we said
mm-hmm.
we will make this suggestion box anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Let the employees feel free to write.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have to filter
mm-hmm.
because there's some who would use that to abuse. They can abuse the system. The others, that's typical of human capital. Remember the emotional?
Yes, yes.
Don't forget that.
Yes.
We went and we came back.
Yes.
These machines are still here.
Yes.
So as a leader, when you have that emotional intelligence and you know you're putting up this system,
mm-hmm.
also have your own filter so that
mm-hmm.
then when this feedback comes,
mm-hmm.
you're able to say, something good to take note.
Mm-hmm.
This, let's not ignore,
mm-hmm.
but let's watch it.
Yes.
Let's watch it
mm-hmm.
to be able to see how far does this go
yes.
in terms of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put such things, you're able to pick
mm-hmm.
the culture of the organization.
I like what you said last time.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you like receiving feedback,
yes.
but you emphasize let it be respectful.
Yes.
Yes.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it goes back to when the leaders set the tone at the top.
Yes, yes.
Even when they will receive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And these leaders are respectful. Shiko.
Yes.
Respect, you don't demand. Respect is
earned.
Mm-hmm. So even if you as a leader, you're
mm-hmm.
respected, people will give you feedback with respect
yeah.
equal to the measure.
You have shown them.
You have shown them.
Oh. Okay.
Equal to the measure
mm-hmm.
of the respect you mm-hmm. have shown them.
Yes.
And it goes a long way.
Mm.
At the top, set the right tone.
Mm.
If you set the right tone of respect,
mm-hmm.
and the culture is a culture of respect,
mm-hmm.
even when employees will give you feedback, they'll tell you, Madam CEO, Madam Shiko,
mm-hmm.
we respect your leadership.
Yes.
We are kindly asking you to look into
this and this. Mm-hmm.
They have respectfully acknowledged your position
yes.
and given you feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because
wow.
of how you treat them.
Yes.
As a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, the culture of ownership and adaptability
mm-hmm.
is so important because we're able to set the right culture.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to penetrate the organization. You're able to show it's a progressive culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's an open door culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a respectful culture. It's a culture that acknowledges skills and talent,
mm-hmm.
acknowledges qualification, acknowledges the capability. That's
yes.
And above that,
mm-hmm.
get framework to support the culture.
Yes.
get a framework.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be known. A framework, for example, mm-hmm. when new employees come to the organization,
mm-hmm.
let them be inducted to the right culture.
Mm-hmm.
From day one.
Yes.
Let them come in and know that this is a culture of respect,
mm-hmm.
a culture of productivity,
mm-hmm.
a culture of ownership,
yes.
a culture of open door, a culture of teamwork,
mm-hmm.
a culture of positivity, a culture of family, whatever terminologies you're going to define.
Yes.
When they're inducted from day one, you're in business.
Mm-hmm. So that even someone who was not into that, they will be quickly advised.
Modu. This is the way we are.
We are going.
Well, we need a card.
Yes.
Come back. This is the direction.
Yes.
We have. This is the culture. Nobody will know. And you know, before it even gets to the bosses, it will be killed here.
Yes.
No, we don't do that here.
Yes.
We don't dress like that here.
Yes.
No, we come on time.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will realize, they'll remember, first of all, the word. Do not assume that they will know the culture.
No.
Let culture be taught.
Mm-hmm.
Teach culture.
Mm-hmm.
Teach, induct. Try and join the military today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's the culture of the police. My father is one.
Mm-hmm.
The serious policeman.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I hope Dad you're listening because I'm talking about him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are we trying to say? That's the culture he has set for us.
Yes.
So it means we cannot go anything lower than that.
No.
The culture is go to school. All
mm-hmm.
of us.
Mm-hmm.
Go to school. The culture is nunua chaba. Kama hauna chaba.
Mm-hmm.
So when leaders set the tone,
yeah.
When leaders put structures to support the culture,
mm-hmm.
so go back, let's be very systematic.
Mm-hmm.
One, it's people centric.
Yes.
Pillar one.
Mm.
Pillar two, the organization, the system, the framework, everything mm-hmm. supports the employee.
Yes.
Last but not least,
the culture. Wow.
It has to go in that order. If you begin with culture before setting up,
mm-hmm.
You might
have issues.
Although they are interrelated,
mm-hmm.
because it depends on where the organization is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yet at the center is a very beautiful word that I love.
Yes.
HRpreneurs
mm-hmm.
who are agile.
Yes.
The agility,
mm-hmm.
the flexibility,
mm-hmm.
the adaptability,
yes.
their capacity to understand.
Mm-hmm.
There's a shift in the organization. You don't come and say that this is what the strategic plan is saying.
Mm-hmm.
It is true.
Mm-hmm.
It is in the strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
But the COVID came. Was COVID in the strategic plan?
No.
No?
Mm-hmm.
Do we stick by the book?
Mm-hmm.
Or at leadership level, have room for flexibility
mm-hmm.
and agility?
So someone has to be discerning.
More so?
Yes.
And also understand.
Yeah.
But you see again, discernment is powerful.
Yes.
Very important from a spiritual perspective,
mm-hmm.
which you can never separate from a person.
Yeah.
But you see, sometimes, Shuka, if you come to the board meeting and you say, I have discerned.
They may not understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
But if you're mm-hmm. able to say
mm-hmm.
there's a shift in terms of
mm-hmm.
the dynamics, the demographics,
mm-hmm.
the figures, the business industry,
mm-hmm.
you have used your discernment gift that God has given you
mm-hmm.
to bring it to the market.
Yeah, wisely.
Wisely.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word.
Yes.
Yes, you have discerned,
mm-hmm.
but now you're able to pitch it, not bad.
Mm.
Therefore, you're able to pitch your presentation as an agile HRpreneur with that understanding at the back of your mind.
Wow.
So these three, mm-hmm. but at the center is the power of that agility. One, it's mm-hmm. speed.
Yes.
Two, flexible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speed to me makes it such an important attribute of agility
mm-hmm.
because you're able to see there's a shift.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're stuck with your old ways
mm-hmm.
and there's need to move, you will lose that momentum as a HRpreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Business acumen,
mm-hmm.
you're able to understand. Nothing stops a HR person
mm-hmm.
to go and sit with the finance and say, "Bush, explain to me
mm-hmm.
what's happening
mm-hmm.
in the organization." inside. Mm-hmm. Get information. Therefore, then, as much as you're doing all this, you're able to align the tone within mm-hmm. the organization towards the right direction.
Wow. Wow, wow. I like that. I like that. Maybe I'm not alone. Let me just confess, I didn't know their culture tools. You know, that you can actually be able to measure the culture of a place. And I also like the flexibility. Like the example that you've given of COVID. You know, there are a lot of preachers who used to say Facebook, you know, social media is not for godly people. But if they didn't quickly change, adjust, then their ministries have possibly suffered, because even to date, people are still streaming live. It has changed the way we look at things. Yeah.
True. Mm. I was in a forum mm-hmm. and somebody said COVID 2.0. Mm-hmm. That was COVID 1.1. Mm-hmm. 1.0.
Yes.
COVID 1.0.
Yes.
If COVID 2.0 mm-hmm. comes mm-hmm. and disrupt us, mm-hmm. are we ready? Organizations that are agile mm-hmm. are the ones who are going to thrive.
Yes.
Organizations that are responsive and adaptive mm-hmm. are the ones who are going to thrive. You're right.
Wow.
You're right.
This is so powerful. Kindly, if you have a comment and a contribution, the numbers to write in, and you can ask a question to Madam Edna right here. You can ask her a question. You can write on 0717-400-555, 0717-400-555. Better yet, you can do a text on our text line. That is 209-33-209-33, and she'll be glad to answer those questions, because Madam Edna, I was telling her, you are people centric. Well, you know, I don't know how to say it in a very God has given you the gift of people. Yes, and when I told you off air, you said, what kind of HR would I be if I didn't know how to, you know, deal with people? This is the very last star of the Leadership Forum. With me in studio is Madam, let me just call her Madam Edna Kiptun. And of course, she has been ministering to us. Let me just say the word, but of course, teaching us a very core idea in the area of leadership, and she entitles it HRpreneurship. And it's I think we can sum it all up and say, if you are looking forward to have, to be a leader, then you need to really look into how to have people at the center of your organization. Karibu sana, Madam Edna.
Shiko, you've nailed it. Now you are the HR in the house.
I've learned from you.
I should take you to the College of Human Resources and you go sit through the training and you become certified.
Oh.
You've nailed it, because mm-hmm. you listening just for this 4 hours.
Yes.
2 hours last, the other Monday and today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you're able to pick.
Mm-hmm.
How about a leader?
Yeah.
Who sits at that position?
Yes.
Really? Mm-hmm. The shift must happen.
It must happen.
The shift must happen.
Mm-hmm.
We should now look at people at the center.
Mm-hmm.
Shiko, you've asked me, mm-hmm. what drives me?
Yes.
I eat, drink, sleep people.
Wow.
I drive the agenda of people
mm-hmm.
in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we get it right,
yes,
with the people, right from recruitment
mm-hmm.
to retention,
yes,
to reward,
mm.
oh my goodness.
Wow.
We're in business
mm-hmm.
because people are the one who listen.
Mm.
They have the pulse in their hands.
Yes.
I worked in the hospital where mm-hmm. the nurses would put their hands in the pulse and know if the pulse is there.
Yes.
That's the people.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who understand the organization.
Yes.
And they should be able to take it up all the way. So people for me is mm-hmm. everything. Number two, let me just pick your words off air. You see?
Yes. Yes.
We take care of mm-hmm. the very creation that God created.
Yeah. People are the apple of God's
eye.
Yeah. Oh, no, the apple of God's eye, and he has engraved them in the palm of his hand. That he may not forget them. So when you treat people badly, you're actually unachokoza Mungu.
Hapo basi. Hapo basi.
Wow.
And I pray that any organization will listen to this.
Yes.
Should be able to seek help where they're struggling.
Yes.
And they'll get expertise. They'll get experts to take them through that journey.
Yes.
Of understanding the importance of people.
Yes.
Again, we said last Monday, there's no leadership without people.
You can't lead machines.
Or goats. Okay, a shepherd will lead goats.
A shepherd, maybe.
Goats and cows.
Yes.
A leader leads people.
Yes.
So they must understand the dynamics of people.
Yes.
You must be super emotional, intelligent to understand people.
Very true.
You cannot guarantee that tomorrow they'll come to work because you pay them a salary.
Oh, no.
That's not a guarantee. The guarantee is the right environment.
Very true.
The guarantee is the peace of mind. The guarantee is that the culture is right.
Very true.
Guarantee is that they feel they belong.
Or
the next neighbor can pay them twice the salary.
But they
what makes one to stay and the other one to go?
Yeah.
The environment.
The environment is key. People feeling I can be myself, I can thrive in this organization.
Exactly.
Yes.
And get the best of my talent.
Yes.
Let's dive in so that then we don't miss the opportunity.
Yes.
In the first hour, we talked about people-centric innovation. Okay. Number two. We talked about leaders who think like entrepreneurs.
Yes.
That means get your systems, get your policies, get your structures right.
Yes.
Number three, we talked about the culture of ownership and adaptability.
Yes.
And at the center, we talked about agile HR practices, agile leadership practices. Agility is the name of the game.
Yes.
What does it mean? Let's just dive in a little bit on the aspects of leadership agility.
Yes.
HRpreneurship leadership agility. It has dimensions like context setting.
Yes.
You have the right context. For example, when you talked about COVID 0.1.
Yes.
1.0, sorry. COVID 1.0. What is the context in anticipating a disruptive or a disruption beyond your normal expectation? What context or dimension are we quickly able to adjust? Number one. Number two is self-leadership.
Yes.
Please, if you want to talk about self-leadership, there is a guru in town who understands the context, the space, the knowledge of self-leadership.
Yes.
I have gone through that class. I am a better person.
Yes.
After going through series on self-leadership.
Wow.
Reach out to Catalyst. Let me just say it please. Usiwachwe nyuma.
Yes.
Ukishangaa kwamba basi wengine wanang'ara vipi basi.
Because you cannot be able to lead others if you've not led yourself.
Come on, you'll not take us where you've never been.
Yes.
You will never take us
where
you have
never been.
But you will take me where you have been.
Yes.
You will show me the path. You will give me risk matrix. You tell me these are consequences of your decision. Now you take it up.
Yes.
Self-leadership is the name of the game.
Wow.
Very important elements of HRpreneurship agility in the context of leadership.
Yes.
Stakeholder management. Who are your stakeholders?
Okay.
Who consumes your products? Today we used to talk about employee value proposition.
Yes.
Nowadays we're talking about client, customer value proposition.
Yes.
People. If you remember last session, Chico, we talked about anybody coming to the organization.
Yes.
Whether a hospital, whether a supermarket, whether a government organization, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
It's people who are coming to that particular organization.
Yes.
Then HRpreneur should be able to know the stakeholder. Understanding who the stakeholder is.
Yes.
Stakeholder agility is the capability of understanding your key stakeholders. Understand their perspectives.
Yes.
Understand their expectation. Provide reasonable information to stakeholders.
Okay.
They're so that then they're continuously updated.
Yes.
Key important aspects of leadership agility mm-hmm. is the place of being proactive and innovative.
Mm-hmm.
Proactivity and innovation.
Yes.
Flexibility and adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to make decisions with incomplete information. Mm-hmm. Hear that. Decision.
With incomplete.
Incomplete.
And some of us are usually waiting for complete.
You will never have. With 70%, you should mm-hmm. be able to make a decision.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
The space of ambiguity.
Mm-hmm.
It's not clear.
Yes.
But now you talked about discernment.
Yes.
This is where now discernment and intuition,
mm-hmm.
based on the experience you have,
mm-hmm.
you can make the right decision.
Yeah.
You'll make a decision mm-hmm. and it will be a right decision, even with incomplete
mm-hmm.
information.
Yes. Wow.
That is an aspect of a HRpreneur. Something tells you
mm-hmm.
we're about to sign, for example,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a CBA document. The CBA is union, for example.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you're able to make a quick judgment
mm-hmm.
and say, with this, I am making this decision.
Yes.
Based on intuition and your personal understanding,
mm-hmm.
you must develop your mindset to that level.
Yes.
Otherwise, then you'll be trapped with wanting all the information
mm-hmm.
before you make the decision.
The decision, and it may be too late.
That space does not exist.
Mm.
That world does not
exist.
Mm-hmm. So make decisions as you progress.
Yes.
You'd rather even say, I've taken this decision.
Mm-hmm.
It's 10 times
yes.
better to take a decision or somebody who is indecisive.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until you work with a leader who does not want to take a decision,
mm-hmm.
doesn't want to move. So everybody is stuck because of the ability of not being able
to make indecisiveness. Yes.
What are we saying? HRpreneurship leadership
mm-hmm.
requires collaboration and engagement.
Yes.
Because you're going to work with other departments,
mm-hmm.
other organizations.
Yes.
You're going to work with stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to build trust,
mm-hmm.
fostering open communication,
mm-hmm.
creating that inclusive environment.
Yes.
Where everybody knows they belong.
Mm-hmm.
They know they have their space.
Yes.
My favorite one
mm-hmm.
is continuous learning.
Wow.
A HRpreneur who wants to go to the next level
mm-hmm.
can never remain with the old methodologies,
mm-hmm.
the old ways of looking at things.
Mm-hmm.
The moment we remain with that, we will never grow.
Yeah.
The moment we remain with the mindset of
mm-hmm.
this is how we've been doing things here,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot. No, Gen Z's will come and tell you now, you get out of the office, and so it's gonna happen. How about continuously
be
ready to learn?
Yes,
and learn even from the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an older generation.
Yes,
you learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a toddler, I have teenagers and toddlers. Oh, sorry, they're not teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, give me Kenyans, these are mm-hmm. adults.
Mm-hmm.
And toddlers.
Yes.
The toddler in my house, I told her, for me to understand your language, use the word how about.
Mm-hmm.
This means you want me to hear from your perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we understood, we had a language
mm-hmm.
that we're able to communicate. So she would tell me, how about we do this differently.
Mm-hmm.
So this means this person has put thought
into that. Mm-hmm.
So brushing them off
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to learn, you will never be a leader who listens.
Yeah.
And you will miss
incredible ideas. Mm-hmm.
Incredible ideas. So
mm-hmm.
continuous learning for me as a place of leadership agility
mm-hmm.
is very important. Empowerment and direction.
Yes.
That we're able to provide strategic direction.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to provide clear goals. We're able to empower teams to self-organize, make decisions, and take ownership of their work rather than micromanaging.
Yes.
When we're able to empower our leaders. Remember what we said. Number one is we have a people-centric organization.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, the second pillar was on the right agile organization with the right systems,
yes.
with the right support, and everything else. Then we talked about culture.
Mm-hmm.
You remember those three pillars?
Yes.
Then at the center is the agility, that a HRpreneur is agile.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we need to remember as an attribute of an HRpreneur who is agile is a place where you empower your team. Do not micromanage. You give them the work, trust them. They are going to make the right decision.
Yes.
Don't walk around them wondering what are they doing. Snooping and checking and counter-checking. Trust them. What happens? You're able to build that muscle, the leadership muscle in them. They're able to make mistakes. And because that's the point of learning. Because we learn from our mistakes. We don't learn from what we already know.
Yeah.
No, we learn from when you make a mistake. Let's celebrate mistakes. Say, okay, maze apa uli goof. Na uli goof ya koyot. However, let's wait. What can you do differently? Okay. I think I should have done my homework better. I should have gotten more information. I should have engaged more. I should have collaborated more. Do you think it's something you can do?
Yeah.
Can you go do it now? Yes. Then when they'll come back, they'll come back. First of all, they'll own the project. They will respect you.
Yes.
They will know that you're giving them space. They'll know that you trust them. That's the power of an agile HRpreneur. Empower the teams.
Wow.
Let them make informed decisions. The sweetest of them all is agency and action. Agile leaders understand the need for timely decisions, action, setting challenging goals, maintaining momentum while balancing the need to adopt and learn. Adopt and learn. Adopt and learn as we build that space. So, what we're trying to share with us is there's much more than creating the right environment, having the right tools, systems, policies, having the right culture. The person to set the tone is that HRpreneur who is agile, who understands that there's need for business continuity, who understands there's need to be agile, who understands the need to adopt quickly, who understands the need of making decision even with limited information, who takes time to listen and not just listen, but listen to understand, listen to support, listen to make an informed decision, listen to drive the organization. I have lived to see that happen. I have worked in organizations where that was a real case, and I'm talking from experience, that I have seen leaders who have who brought HR to the core, who brought HR to the heart of the organization. A big applause goes to Bishop Oginde. While he was running sit-up, it was brought to there. And I also want to believe the current bishop is doing the same thing. Because we can see. We can see now with stakeholders or people who are consuming the, you can see that there's a centrality of the people at the center.
Wow.
Yes.
Asante Sana, thank you so much. I think many of us are learning today. Allow me, Edna.
Yes.
Madam Edna, to just read out some comments, even as you, shortly you will be telling us the attributes, yeah?
Yes.
Someone is saying, "Weh, Shiko, Madam HR apo ako tops bana. Mwambie, aite tu alta call." She should consider running for president. She has people at heart. With such an HR, I would work for her for free for 50-year contract and never miss a day. I think there are people. I think one of the most beautiful things that people appreciate is when someone cares. I think there's a quote that says, people will never accept even correction from you unless they know you care. Yes. So thank you so much. Just one more before we get back to the topic of the day. Somebody is saying, I'm enjoying this session. I was just wondering, is there also need for employees or Gen Zs to know the need to be a cultural fit as choosing the wrong people might spell doom to the organization. Being centric is great, but the younger generation needs to understand the paradox of leadership, thus the need to balance between being employee-centric and cultural fit. And he continues to say, Shiko, this is great sharing on culture. I think people are stuck on culture. However, shouldn't Christians differentiate between others by embracing Romans 12 as their blueprint for their work ethics? Mm-hmm. I was just thinking Romans 12:17 says, repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all, even if a leader is not respectful. Yeah. Mentioning, of course, if you're Christian, but I think you have worked in organizations where not everyone is a Christian.
Of course.
Yes. As a Christian, I think respect should be, should not be earned, it should be given. This is one Thomas.
I love what, just go back to the comment of the Gen Z. I think that's a very important one.
I was just wondering, is there also need for employees or Gen Zs to know the need to be cultural, to be a cultural fit, as choosing the wrong people might spell doom to an organization? Being people-centric is great, but the younger generation needs to understand the paradox of leadership. That's the need to balance between employee-centric and a cultural fit.
That's a very fundamental observation, and thanks to every person who's commented. Yes. May every prophecy that has been released, I receive it in Jesus' name. At the right time, it will come to pass.
Amen.
Now, this is very important. I have children who are of that age. And so I can speak from experience. I can speak, yet I'm still learning.
Really. Yes.
And like I said, nobody ever says that you've learned it all. The importance of cultural fit as Gen Zs, and the importance of making sure that as they transit into an organization, organizations have their way of life.
Yeah.
Culture is a way of life. And each organization have their culture, which is a way of life. Wisdom for me is to tell my children who are Gen Zs, as you transit to the place of work, I would submit to them with a lot of love that walk with wisdom.
Yes.
To understand that this organization, they want their work done this way.
Yeah.
So there is no way I'll come and say I'm a Gen Z and I want it my way.
Or the highway.
It will not work.
Yeah.
Before you know, you're not appearing in that interview with your fellow Gen Zs.
No.
You're
alone.
So you can't come. I can't come and say I'm a generation what. So I have to, you have to respect me because of the generation that I am in.
it doesn't make sense.
Does it even exist?
No.
Does that space exist anywhere?
No.
The space that exists is a space that each organization have their own culture.
Yes.
Okay? Come in, for as long as this culture is not sinful, for as long as this culture does not contradict your own personal values, then, and you have decided, I'm going to work in this organization because I want to believe somebody has done due diligence. So my children who are Gen Zs, work with that mindset of you can come in, you can learn. There's a lot that they can learn from each generation, but don't lose the flavor of who they are.
Yes.
I don't want them to lose
who
they are in the name of wanting to blend in. But there's something good in them that it can be harvested, they can bring to the table, and it becomes so beautiful in the organization. So that blend should happen. And it takes both directions. The leaders to set the right tone, but also the Gen Z to know that I can align, I can support, I can work with this and be able to thrive.
Yes.
Wherever they are going to work. So that perhaps would be a comment, but also it has made me to go think more and say, perhaps we may need to have a Gen Z forum.
Mm-hmm.
Let them speak it out. Let's not come with a closed mind mm-hmm. that this is the way or the highway.
Yeah.
Let's hear them. Let's have an open conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing? What are you saying? How about this? Is this a path we can both take? And stuff like that.
Wow, thank you so much. I think in the next maybe 5 or 8 minutes, you're going to handle attributes and then you can take the questions.
Question and answers. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a HRpreneur,
mm-hmm.
you are out there, you've listened, and you're thinking, I think that's the direction I want to take in my career.
Yes.
One, have a business acumen.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the business.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the dynamics of the business. Understand the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the competition in that industry. Understand the direction the industry is taking.
Yes.
Understand the organization financial status.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the operations, the market trends. Now, as a HRpreneur, align your HR strategies directly to the business goals and profitability.
Mm-hmm.
Every HR strategy must be aligned to business goals and profitability. Number two, innovative mindset. I talked about it, but I just want to lay them down
mm-hmm.
so that then we don't miss it out. As a HR, go beyond the administration. Develop creative talent solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce new approaches. Training, recruitment. Can you work with AI?
Mm-hmm.
Can AI support you in terms of creativity mm-hmm. in your HR processes, programs? What can you do to bring in that innovative mindset? Number three,
mm-hmm.
risk-taking and opportunity-seeking. You're willing to try unconventional HR practices. Look at recruitment from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do headhunting that is different?
Mm-hmm.
Can we source for programs? Can we look at fast-tracking progressive talent?
Mm-hmm.
Can we have multifaceted, talented persons? Shiko, you can be a radio presenter. Perhaps you can be a musician. Perhaps can I create an environment where you can do all that
mm-hmm.
and still thrive in the organization? You know,
mm-hmm.
can we look at it from a very creative perspective? All of it
yes.
with an employee value proposition at the center.
Mm-hmm.
Strategic thinking. Shift from support to a strategy role.
Mm-hmm.
Anticipate future workforce and build around it. After Gen Z is Gen Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Gen Alphas, they eat, drink, sleep, AI.
Yeah.
They don't know anything else.
Mm-hmm.
What? How can we work with that?
Mm-hmm.
Without overexposing them,
yeah.
but also knowing that they are fast learners.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way you can tell a Gen Alpha
mm-hmm.
to do A, B, C, D.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do algorithm.
Yeah.
They want to do predictive leadership.
Yes.
They want to predict, anticipate.
Mm-hmm.
They want to tell you these are the indicators. How can we work with that?
Mm-hmm.
How can we have a strategic thinking? Value creation. We focus on return on investment as HR programs. Leadership-centric leadership. We should be able to demonstrate balance empathy with performance expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Build that culture that attracts, retain, and inspire talent.
Mm-hmm.
Attract,
retain,
mm-hmm. and inspire talent.
Mm-hmm.
And talent is human.
Yeah, yeah.
Talent is the people.
Mm-hmm.
We should find a way of building that.
Mm-hmm.
Adaptability and agility, we'll not talk about it. I spent quite some time on that. Networking and partnership, HRpreneurs, you must go out and engage, work with stakeholders, network. Hear dynamics of businesses,
mm-hmm.
bring in ideas to the table. Your work is now moving from taking minutes to bringing ideas to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes in when you're able to network, attend conferences, attend seminars, build yourself, be obsessed with building networks.
Mm-hmm.
It goes a long way. Tech savvy, please, HRpreneurs and every leader
mm-hmm.
know the power of technology.
Yeah.
It brings in a lot of efficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to do work that should take 5 days, 3 days, can take 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I believe in automation. Most of the CEOs who've worked with me
mm-hmm.
know I hate paper. Paper mm-hmm. is a beautiful tree.
Mm-hmm.
I should sit under it with my nice porridge
mm-hmm.
and my nice Bible and I'm happy to go.
Yes.
But to print, automate. Think about processes that you can easily automate. Be a techie savvy. We don't need to wait for our brothers and sisters from India.
No.
Kenyans are known to be quite savvy and innovative. So we need to embrace that space. Automate as much as possible and develop these systems within the organization. Sit with the ICT team, give them problems, they'll provide solutions. That way then, as a HRpreneur, you're free now to focus on the business. Last but not least is entrepreneurship accountability.
Yes.
Take ownership of the HR initiatives like a business owner. Drive it like your own business.
Yes.
I want to applaud a CEO who called me to his office. Irfan Khan one day tells me, Edna, can you build this? I built it. And he told me, I can see you have a business mind. Actually, that's where the seed of HRpreneurship was initiated in me. He said, I can see you can do this. He gave me a target of bringing in 100 million every month from SHA, that was NHIF before. And he approved it, gave me every support, and it happened. Why? When now you're able to move from operations to understanding the business, you're able to bring the money. You're able to say, this is my contribution to the bottom line of the organization. Measure the impact, continuously improve. HRpreneurship transforms the HR from a policy enforcer into a business innovator.
Policy enforcer to a business innovator.
From policies to business. Shift and drive the organization. You know, enforcers, policy enforcers say, thou shall do this. The policies, yes, this place of the policy shall be.
Yes.
To a place whereby business is driving growth and driving that impact.
Wow. I like that. I like what you have. I think you have mentioned it several times about a HR also promoting productivity and what is that one?
Profitability.
Profitability. Yes. Wow. I like that.
Look at it, Chico. Let's have a mama mboga mindset.
Yes.
Very simple. Don't complicate things. Mama mboga looks at performance and profitability.
Yes.
What's the performance? You know that this bunch is 10 shillings.
Yes.
Right?
Mm.
This bunch is 20 shillings. This bunch of 10 shillings fits a bachelor. Okay?
Yes.
This bunch of 20 shillings fits a family of three. This bunch fits a family of five.
Five, yeah.
So, even amepanga mboga zake.
Wow.
That's a performer. She has prepared. But she knows if I sell this for 20 shillings, for 10 shillings, I will make a 2 shillings profit. If I sell this for 10 shillings, I'll make two shillings profit. For 20 shillings, I'll make 4 shillings profit. For 50 shillings, I'll make 5 shillings profit. It's profitability. Performance and profitability is a conversation that must go hand in hand. Who is in charge of performance in the organization?
HR.
HR. So HRpreneurship comes in because you are in charge of performance.
Yes.
You should be able to see the profitability of the organization.
Wow.
You should be able to see if we sell mboga za skuma za kumi na za ishirini na za hamsini, basi then you'll make an analysis. Za 10 zinaenda zaidi.
Yeah.
Za 20 si mbaya. Lakini za 50 hata ndo zinaenda zaidi. Why? Then you do analytics. You say, okay, maybe because 10 zinaka kidogo, 20 na 50, you know. So she's mama mboga is able to do that in our own kiosk like this. She's a millionaire.
Yes.
How about now all of us line managers should be able to see that when they're doing performance reviews, and we said performance reviews is not after how many months?
Not after three months.
It's a daily basis. You're able to see to say that we were supposed to admit 10 students. Let's say, for example, we admitted 15. What did we do better? Oh, sorry. We're supposed to meet 10 students. Mm-hmm. We've only admitted 8. Mm-hmm. Where did we go wrong? That's okay. Performance. Mm. Student admissions is a direct correlation to the profitability of the organization because you're looking at numbers.
Yes, yes.
So how do we relate those two? The same goes with any industry. Performance and profitability,
profitability
is a conversation that should be driven by all leaders, mm-hmm. but more so by HR, from a HRpreneur perspective.
Wow. Thank you so much, Edna. Let me read out some of the comments coming in. Even as we ask you questions, there's someone who is saying, hi, Shiko. There's someone who is saying, hi, Shiko and Edna. I feel as if you are talking about me. I work in an environment where my boss will tell me on Friday evening that she will not be in the whole of the coming week, and when she reports back, she says that we have to go to the meeting together for the report, and yet I have not been taken through the preparation. I feel so low, but have purpose to learn everything in her docket, since it seems she's there to make me look bad. Hey, please respond.
What's her name? A listener.
Yeah.
Now, that's my dear listener,
mm-hmm.
listen to me and listen smart, mm-hmm. and listen hard.
Yes.
That's a position you've been given for promotion.
Oh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She's being set up
for promotion. Mm-hmm.
But if she takes it negatively,
mm-hmm.
then she herself
mm-hmm.
will fail.
Wow.
That means, I like the way she said,
mm-hmm.
that now she has no option
mm-hmm.
but to learn
mm-hmm.
what the boss does.
Mm.
She should eat, drink, sleep the scorecard of mm-hmm. her boss.
Yes.
Master what the supervisor does. Make your supervisor look good.
Mm-hmm.
Make your supervisor shine.
Yes.
Anticipate. Did we talk about predictive leadership?
Yes.
And predictive analysis. Predict.
Mm-hmm.
You know that this week, ask the boss, what do you want me to do to work with you next week?
Mm-hmm.
Go with a positive mindset.
Mm-hmm.
This leader will realize that
mm-hmm.
I can work with you. I can trust you.
Yes.
I can
mm-hmm.
share with you
yes.
what I'm doing. And mm-hmm. it can propel her to growth.
Yeah.
Other than looking at it negatively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ah, I like that. It's like someone is giving you room to grow.
Grab it before it's too late. Effective today.
Wow.
Go and look at your boss's JD.
Mm-hmm.
Understand when they come from meetings, ask mm-hmm. a boss, you've come from the meeting. Do you have anything specific you want me to handle it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Choose your words.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, work on this. Take note.
Mm-hmm.
Write them down. Go work on it. Present to her and tell her, this is what I've done for you.
Yes.
Make your boss look smart,
good.
Wow. Look good.
Mm-hmm.
Let your boss shine.
Mm-hmm.
When that opportunity for growth comes,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get the position,
mm-hmm.
or you'll be promoted.
Yes.
Or should you find an opportunity outside and you're the one pitching for a job you've been doing, who is smarter?
You. I like that. Asante sana. There's someone who is wondering, hey, where do I get this? You can actually get this on our podcast. You can look for Leadership Forum podcast and you will find this because they got us in the middle. And they're wondering, hey, sijahata au jahata. And also, we are live on our social media platforms, so you can actually get it on YouTube, Facebook, and X. There's someone else who's saying, hi, Madam Edna. How do you inspire talent, number one? How does a HR department engage in revenue generation, like the example you've given about SHA? What do you do if the goals are too high, not achievable, expectations are subjective, not objective?
Mm-hmm. To inspire talent
mm-hmm.
Goes beyond a policy.
Yes.
To inspire talent
mm-hmm.
requires that every leader looks at talent
mm-hmm.
as a resource
yes.
for growth.
Mm-hmm.
When leaders look at talent
mm-hmm.
as a resource for growth, then you will maximize that talent.
Yes.
You will leverage on that talent.
Mm-hmm.
If Shiko, looking at you, the skills you have, the voice you have,
mm-hmm.
the sharpness you have,
mm-hmm.
you're able to harvest that talent,
yes.
for the growth of the organization. So each leader should be able to identify that talent, number mm-hmm. one. Number two,
mm-hmm.
when the goals are too high, negotiate.
Okay.
Negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
But also, while you're negotiating, mm-hmm. be realistic.
Yeah.
Will these goals propel you to growth,
mm-hmm.
to learn?
Yes.
Or when you negotiate and you reduce them to mm-hmm. a place where that does not give you a good exposure,
mm-hmm.
you see now you're killing yourself.
Yes.
But if you're able to negotiate to a point where you know you've prioritized the goals,
mm-hmm.
the objectives, then yes. you focus on what is important. You're mm-hmm. set to grow.
Yes.
Now, HR should be able to move from what mm-hmm. we had said, policy pushers. We had said move from policy pushers to profit enhancers.
Yes, yes.
Business innovators.
Mm-hmm.
Move from policy enforcers to business innovators.
Mm-hmm.
That means that be at the center of the organization.
Yes.
To understand what the organization is doing, the strategies of the organization. Okay, nowadays we don't talk about strategic plans.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the strategy of the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the organization going? Nowadays we no longer talk about. Nowadays we talk about blue ocean and the red ocean.
Mm-hmm.
As a HR, are you able to stretch the organizations into red ocean strategies or the blue ocean strategies?
Mm-hmm.
What options do you give yourself
mm-hmm.
as a HRpreneur? Can you provide support on those two?
Mm-hmm.
dynamics and grow the organization.
Wow. Thank you so much. There's Pauline Juma here saying, HR is one of the divisions I've always steered away from because time has taught me that I'm such a poor judge of people's character. I hold all HR practitioners in great esteem.
Thank you.
Someone else saying, wow, enjoying the conversation and learning a lot. This is one Janet Muya Kioko. Someone else is saying, Caroline Shege is saying, how about combining the 3 months appraisal reviews with the daily or weekly ones? I worked somewhere where the appraisal included business processes, customer perspective, internal and external, invention, and one more. Some of these cannot be measured on a daily basis or monthly. And the broad review helps balance the contribution of each for the same person over time. I hope this discussion will go on for a series of sessions. I'm gleaning a lot from you.
She said it right.
Mm-hmm.
She's talking about the balance scorecard.
Mm-hmm.
Another topic for performance and profitability.
Yes.
So, yes, the balance scorecard has 4 perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
People perspective, business perspective, financial perspective, and internal mm-hmm. processes, learning and growth.
Yes.
Now, she's so right in terms of we cannot wait for the 3 months
mm-hmm.
to do all the 4 perspectives.
Yes.
But we can focus on one perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But also you look at prioritized perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
What is urgent to the business?
Yes.
What speaks on a daily basis to the business?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if the profitability of the organization is to grow a margin of 10%,
mm-hmm.
so we will not see the 10% at the end of the day, will we?
No.
But we will see 10% at the end of mm-hmm. the 3 months,
yes.
assuming that's the target.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be able to see it has moved from 0.1 in January,
mm-hmm.
okay,
yes.
to 2% in February,
mm-hmm.
to 9% in March.
Yes.
Because the target is, so it means there should be incremental profitability
mm-hmm.
towards the ultimate expectation.
Wow.
So that means that you cannot wait
mm-hmm.
to say, oops, we only did 6%
mm-hmm.
after 3 months. No.
Yes.
We should be able to monitor it on a daily basis.
Wow. Thank you so much. You're helping a lot of people. People are really, I think they feel, they connect with you because they are thinking, oh, I wish that was my HR. She really understands people. But the beautiful thing about this is that whichever HR it is, they can learn. I like the fact that you said we can learn. Yeah, it's not cast on stone. You can say I've learned everything that there is to learn about HR. Any parting shot before you say a quick prayer?
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
My parting shot is exactly what you've said. You've just taken it out of my mouth that
mm-hmm.
We should learn every day.
Mm-hmm.
We should never reach a place whereby it's written end of school.
Mm-hmm.
There's no end of school.
Mm-hmm.
We learn, relearn, and learn.
Mm-hmm.
We should be open to concepts, knowledge, mm-hmm. ideas. We should listen to everybody.
Yes.
And be able to make an informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
We should create that right environment.
Mm.
And the heartbeat of the organization is the HR.
Yes.
The heartbeat and the core is the HR, because HR takes care of people.
Mm-hmm.
And people are the center
mm-hmm.
of every organization. It's the nerve that takes everything to everywhere
mm-hmm.
that needs to be done. So mine is just to wish everybody all the best
yes.
as they pursue
mm-hmm.
their HRpreneurship journey and take HR to the next level through the lens of leadership.
Amen and amen. Kindly say a prayer for someone, especially those that are feeling down like the lady. And also for us, I think you mentioned something about us looking at things positively. Yeah, kindly.
Thank you, Almighty God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for this opportunity you've given us. We want to speak life over every employee, Jehovah God,
yes.
in their organization, that they will thrive and be the best that they can ever be, in Jesus' name. We thank you, dear Father, for the listeners that have listened to us today. We never take it for granted. We know that, Lord God Almighty, you can do greater and mightier things here in our country, Kenya. We thank you, Father, that even as we go, that every employee will know that they have their place to play. Jehovah God, as we build our nation, it's the responsibility of every one of us as Kenyans to build this nation. Give us the tenacity, give us the heartbeat, the desire, oh God, to be the greatest we can ever be, the best versions of us. And to pray for everyone who is discouraged this morning, that Jehovah God, they'll find peace, they'll find employment, they'll find work to do, they'll build on their talent and live and be the best of themselves, in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Father, for Hope FM and all the presenters. Lord God, bless them and watch over them. We thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Madam Edna. It was a pleasure to host you. I'm sure, like the listener who is talking about a series, I pray that in days to come that God will give you another opportunity. Asante sana. Thank you so much for joining us here on Leadership Forum. For me, I need to say kwaheri. See you tomorrow, same time on Praise Junction. My name is Shiko. And let's remember what she has said, productivity and profitability. Very good. God bless you.
This is the Leadership Forum. Consider, if everybody did what you are doing, would the world be a better place? That's a principle for just checking whether what you are doing is correct. Welcome to the Leadership Forum, where we explore principles, practices, and perspectives of effective leadership.